We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Morning Magic at Magic 106.7. It's David, it's Sue, it's Kendra. I should say this again. I should say it more often than I do. We're practicing social distance. We're in different studios. Sue is at her expansive, luxurious home on the North Shore of Greater Boston. Kendra's in a different studio entirely. We've been talking for a couple of days about sort of the mental health piece of all this. Everybody's anxious about something. They're either anxious about their health, their parents' health. Yep. They're going to have a job in a week or two.
So many things.
Yeah, and affects everybody in some way.
Yep. Yeah. So we're speaking to somebody who knows a thing or two about that. She's actually a friend and an all-around terrific person, Dr. Christine Moutier, who is the chief medical officer for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. She has, as a physician, I mean, you worked for many, many years sort of with physicians groups and healthcare providers, sort of getting them to appreciate the mental health part of things, Christine. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I was at the University of California, San Diego for many years on the faculty and a dean in the medical school for student affairs, and really had, you know, doing all the things of teaching and mentoring and research and clinical care of patients. But at the top of my list was my experience with my own mental health experiences, and then seeing how the physician culture didn't always make sense when it came to walking the walk of taking care of our own mental health. So that was really a passion for me there, and started a suicide prevention program for the physicians and trainees at UCSD. And that really got me started in, what is now a sole focus of my career around suicide prevention for the nation.
Seems like everybody has a new appreciation, or maybe a recent and newfound appreciation of the mental health piece. Everybody's kind of anxious these days in terms of coronavirus. Yeah. Is it getting people talking more about their mental health?
Yeah, you know, it's such a strange and globally stressful time that, and it is affecting all of us. I mean, in your family and in your community, our whole lives have been sort of upended. And I'll say for myself, really, you know, trying to kind of figure it out as we go day by day. It's sort of like getting a new rhythm all the time and not knowing how long it's going to last and worrying about the illness. And, of course, if you have someone in your life who has tested positive, and these are super stressful times. And yet I do feel like if there is a silver lining going on, it's that we are being so much more conscious of the need to connect with each other through communicating, and also to take care of ourselves physically and mentally, because we have to during this time. It's sort of like, you know, everything's been turned upside down, so you get to kind of create some new ways to strategize.
Christine, I had a question. I mean, in this day and age, it's nice that we have, you know, up to the minute information, but it's a double-edged sword, right? At the one hand, we've got all of this information coming in. On the other hand, we have all of this information coming in. So, you know, like for me, yesterday I had to unplug for a couple of hours. You know, late afternoon, I was starting to feel anxious. I literally put on some music and I did a puzzle. And so do you suggest that every once in a while you kind of go off the grid for a couple of hours and just give yourself a break from it all?
Yes. I mean, I think if you can really go down a rabbit hole with the consumption of media, because there is so much data and it's ever changing. The truth is we don't need that much data coming into our brains constantly. Just that alone would be somewhat overwhelming, let alone the anxiety and fear factor that's there for many people. So Absolutely. To keep things in balance, I think you have to go by your own reactions. There's no set thing, but certainly taking breaks and just not being, you know, 100% of the time consuming media about the coronavirus would be totally, you know, sort of guidance number one for sure.
Christine, I wanted to ask, I've noticed in my 10-year-old daughter, you know, different emotions changing, that she's home all day. You know, at first it was fun and great for her, but now I've noticed in my kids, you know, different emotions, that they're not seeing their friends as much. You know, they see them on FaceTime. But what advice would you have for parents in a situation like me that have young children that are sort of starting to have that anxiety and that worry that maybe they didn't have before? Any tips for us?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the most important thing for kids right now is to have a sense of safety and security. So back to ourselves as the adults in the home, take care of your mental health. Make sure that you're in the most kind of grounded, resilient place you can be, because kids are constantly reading the verbal and nonverbal cues that we're giving off. And then I think the second thing is, if your child is pretty verbal, I would open up some opportunities as they come, you know, throughout the day, to just ask open-ended questions and try to invite them to share what's going on. Just like it helps us to talk about and share our experiences, it's a processing of sorts. It's what we do in therapy, but we, to some extent, we absolutely can do it with each other and our families and in our relationships. So if she's able to talk about some of that, I think that's a fantastic thing, and just be there to listen and support, you know, rather than kind of jumping in with ideas or solutions. It's really more of a letting her do that and talk about it. And I think the last thing is, think about just strategically how you can help structure her day so that she is having a variety of different kinds of experiences. Even though we're in this time of social distancing, there are obviously so many different things that we can actually do in the home and even outside the home in many towns.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned the physical, like getting out and exercising a little bit too. And we got to run, but that piece of it, I see many people out for runs or taking the dog for a walk or something like that. That's just having the physical piece in order is a big part of having the mental piece in order. At least for me, it is.
Absolutely. No, I mean, exercise is so good for our physical and our mental health. That's a key thing that we all can be doing right now.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Christine Moutier is the Chief Medical Officer for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I've talked about this organization for years, have been involved for many, many years. They're great people doing great work. And I know on the you were on with Anderson Cooper, you're a member of his family, Christine. It seems like you're on with him all the time. But there are a ton of resources on the Magic webpage, on the AFSP website, which we'll link to our website, about how to deal with this. So if you want to have access to a few more resources, if you go to afsp.org and just scroll down a little bit, there's a link right there for mental health and COVID-19 and how to talk to your kids about it, how to talk
important.
To your parents about it, how to talk to your partners about it, and self-care and all that.
Thank you so much for your insight. Yeah. It was great.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.